bad. Taylor Johnson is our sports commentator, but some of you may have heard me make a little joke last week. I said there's going to be a new segment, and it is going to be with Taylor Johnson, except this time it's going to be, where is Taylor? And so last week you were where with Taylor?
In Fiji.
Fiji, the week before that, I don't know, well, you were in Tonga, and this week you are in Aotearoa? Nah, it's all very exciting stuff, and loving seeing the mahi that you're doing. And speaking of your mahi, it's I guess for me, when I hear about things, it usually means it's a big deal. And so as far as I know, the story about Benji Marshall has been a really interesting one for me, mostly because I only know him as the star himself. But I didn't realise he was now the coach of the West Tigers. Now, you might say, come on, wow, get it together. Nevertheless, when I heard about it, was because lots of people were throwing shade and a lot of doubt his way. However, those comments might have changed, especially since the Tigers win against the Cronulla Sharks 32-6. What are your thoughts here, what?
I think it's so cool to follow Benji's journey. Like, you know, you and I, like, everyone growing up, everyone knew Benji Marshall. Like, everyone had those NRL shorts, and everyone had a West Tigers pair of stubbies because of Benji. As you know, as Kim and as Māori, we were all really proud of him. So I think to see him, you know, in the coaching space now, awesome. And I saw, like, the interviews he did and why he was copying from Flack, and, you know, he was saying that he's about the people first and, you know, the player first, as opposed to just being about free 24/7. He said, like, when I go home, I switch off that time for my family. And I think that's why people kind of second guess, oh, is he going to be a good coach, because he's not 100% all about the footy. And I think, you know, getting there, winning that first win, as you mentioned, kind of silenced those people up early, you know, because, you know, Tigers haven't been the best the past few years. So good to see them getting that win under Benji. But the NRL itself, I mean, isn't it crazy that after three rounds, there's literally only one undefeated team out of 17, and that's the Cowboys. Like, how close is the competition this year when there's only one undefeated team after only three rounds? I mean, that's pretty cool.
That is very cool. And you know, just going back to that kōrero about Benji, it's you're so right. And I even read the article about him being really clear. You know, it's not about him. It's about the players. It's about the team. It's about the whole hapū, I guess, in this particular case. And really neat to know, I guess, we love a little human story. We love when we realise our role models are humans, and so that's cool to hear those things about him. And also, it's cool to see the win for the Tigers. But while we're on NRL, we might as well carry on and continue to talk about the NRL. Like you said, the Cowboys are doing pretty good at the moment. But how are our Warriors team doing?
Oh, so good that they got their first win. You know, it would have been sad if they were 0-3 to start the season, but they got there. Still outside the top eight, but that's all good. It's still very early days, so yeah, good win over the Raiders. And I love that Ōtautahi's been showing out for them as well. They had that preseason game there, and they came out this weekend as well. And I love that the Warriors are making a real intentional shift in their games, and, you know, taking it to different areas in New Zealand, because they are the New Zealand Warriors, they're not just the Auckland Warriors. So it's really cool to see that happening too. Way too early to say this is our year. I know everyone's already on that bandwagon in the preseason, but I think, yeah, the team's just kind of settling into things at the moment.
You know, with the Warriors, where were they? I know there's a round three or whatever it's called, but where were they around about this stage? Did they win all of those first games? Or, but yeah, I just wanted to compare from last round to this round.
I actually can't remember. I don't actually know where they were this time last year.
I do know where the supporters were at, and they weren't where they are today. So
hey,
at least that's up there, and it'll stay up there. I think, no doubt, you have those loyal ones. And but you know, moving jumping over, I know there's probably so much more we can say about NRL, but I did want to talk about Super Rugby, because I mean, with the Blues on the informal side of the game, I've been actually watching quite a lot of the pre-game walk-ins. Did you watch the Blues one? I find it pretty cool and entertaining.
What did they do on their one?
It was mostly the wahine. The girls showed up like they were wearing.
Oh, you're talking
gears.
About before the game.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Pre-game.
Oh yes, I shared that to my story because that was fire. Like the girls showing. Yeah, so what they do is they so that's on Captain. The day before the game, and you kind of go out onto the field, go through the final walkthroughs, and it's traditionally done in the NBA and the NFL, right, where they hard out dress up or they make a bit of a mockery of it, and then they know that the media is going to be there. And the Blues, like, wahine, oh my goodness, they gave, like, diversity big time. There was, you know, women in high heels and suits, some of them looking like all dabbed up, looking so cool, like it was awesome. Some of them taking the mic, but yeah, I love that. And I love how much the social media teams get in behind the teams at the moment. Like, content is everything at the moment, and like the Blues are certainly doing an awesome job of it, and their women are performing wonderfully too. Like last year, the Blues women, like, they had a plethora of black fans and they didn't really do too well. Mm-hmm. Whereas this year, it's them and the Chiefs Manawa at the top. Matatu, who were last year's champions, haven't even won a game this year. Mm-hmm. And same with the Crusaders. There must be something happening down in there in Te Waipounamu. And they just cannot get any wins for their side. But yeah, the Crusaders are 0-5. You know, and they could be 0-6 because they've got the mighty Chiefs this weekend. So just don't know what's going to happen.
So I prefer a season like that. When you want to see some unpredictable stuff just to keep your people on their feet. But you're so right about the online stuff. It really does lift up the teams and brings awareness, especially to some of the realities of our players. And obviously you become more invested on people that you get to know a little bit more. So no, I've really enjoyed that. But in regards to the season, yeah, no, that is an interesting flip. Have you been able to put your finger on maybe one of some of the reasons why that might be, other than the water in the Waipounamu?
Look, with the Crusaders, they lost a whole lot of experience. They've got a whole new coaching team. Obviously, Scott Robertson went to the All Blacks. Just things aren't really clicking for them at the moment, and it's really tough. You know, you're 0-5. They've never had a season this bad, like start to the season, or just let alone never lost 5 in a row in any season since it started in 1996. So they'll be doing some soul searching, but there will be a whole lot of people here not giving one toot about that, because knowing how, you know, how good the Crusaders have been, people are relishing in their despair and their pain at the moment. But I think it's just the change of coaches and obviously the big loss of experience with the likes of Richie Maunga and Sam Whitelock and some really big names having gone away. So yeah, it'll be interesting times ahead. But also this weekend, if you are in Tamaki Makaurau, it's the battle of the two Auckland teams, so the Blues and Moana Pasifika at Eden Park, and all tickets are $5 for kids and $10 for adults, which is pretty cool. And Lomas Brown is performing as well if you're into his music, and there's a scavenger hunt. There's 5,000 Workers Easter eggs hidden around Eden Park, and it's a family-friendly kickoff. So it's 4:30, gate open at 3. So a really cool thing to do on Easter, because we all know how expensive everything is these days. So I think like family passes, 2 adults and 3 kids, is $25. So I mean, that's probably the cheapest thing you can do on Easter.
That's pretty cool. $5 and $10 for adults. Lomas Brown. Prizes and Moana Pasifika. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and Blues, you know, how good.
Yes. Hey, that is actually really cool, and a cool way to start to do something as a whānau for Easter. So if that's something you're interested in, you know where to go, whānau. Go online. But
100%.
That's pretty neat. And so you mentioned on Wednesday, our basketball teams are sparking back up.
Yes, the NBL is back, which is cool. So on Wednesday, it kicks off with the Rams and the Giants. I think it's a South Island battle. But something really cool and innovative that the NBL and New Zealand Basketball have done is that every Wednesday, the Wednesday night game is going to be live on TikTok. Like, how different is the world now that you can watch live games on TikTok? So, yeah, every Wednesday, TikTok, because it's free, you know, so you can watch NBL. You don't have to have a Sky Sports subscription. You can watch it. I think that's so cool. And they've also introduced the Rapid League, which was in the Women's League, the Tauihi League last year, where Because, you know, in basketball, they don't often rotate players a whole lot, right? You got your starting five, the bench players come on every, you know, couple of minutes, if that, for the whole game. But the Rapid League, you have to start, it's like really short quarters, maybe like 2 minutes each quarter, or maybe even 2.5. And, like, there's no foul count or anything, so you just go hard. And it has to be players who aren't in the starting team, and they just basically get a chance to ball out and get used to being on the court, so that if they do come on in the main game, they're already warmed up, they've got some confidence and some game time under their belt. So that's a really cool thing that they've implemented this year as well. So Wednesday night on Sky Sport or live on TikTok, which will be cool.
Mate, who would have thought? Who would have thought? That's pretty exciting. Hey, I wanted to ask a bit of a different question where, I wanted to talk about contracts and people getting into sports. As we know, all the seasons are pumping up, and we're going to see that get louder and louder and more exciting as the winter comes through. But I did want to know, like, when it comes to players that may have played in the last season or something like that and may have not renewed their contracts, I always wondered about, what are the supports like for players who might not make the next round or you know, what the options are for them.
It is really different, like, in every sport, right? Like, in rugby, it's a requirement for every team, particularly at Super Rugby level, that everyone has a PD plan, like your personal development plan, and there's a personal development officer at every single super franchise, which helps you kind of pick where to next for yourself. And then I'm not too sure what it's like, I think, for like netball and basketball and those other sports, but I know in rugby they certainly have you've got a plan B, which is really good. But a lot of the time, you know, a lot of people are encouraged to keep something else going. You know, like, sport is very a very small part of your life, right? Like, most professional athletes retire by their mid-30s, and that's, like, only a fraction of your life, right? So you've still got another 60 years, hopefully, to live. So what are you going to do with it? So there's a whole lot of people who actually just stop and go into ordinary jobs. Like, one of my friends used to play Super Rugby now is a general manager of a Countdown and really loves it and things like that. So there's so many different things you can do outside of rugby. But, yeah, there's definitely some good support systems in place in rugby, but I'm not too sure about the others. But most people, you know, go into coaching or all that kind of stuff too. So there's always heaps of options.
Kia ora. Yeah, no, I'm always curious about that, especially when the seasons come back after a while or something like that. How those people, especially in I don't know what the divisions are. You know how there's like this is Super Rugby, and then you might have club sports or something like that, and that might have been their life or something. Anyway, I'll get my language right and I'll talk to you about it next week.
Bye. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon again, Taylor. It's good to have you back home. And we'll catch you next Monday, hopefully.
Yep, sounds good. See you later.
Kakite. Taylor Johnson, finally got her back on our airwaves. She's our sports commentator, and real neat to have a corridor with her. Cool to hear about TikTok, eh? I mean, not TikTok in particular, but watching those NBL games Wednesdays on TikTok. Yeah, New Zealand basketball. Yeah, TikTok. Nice.